You're listening to the audio production of Adore, A Simple Practice for Experiencing God in the Middle Minutes of Your Day by Sarah Haggerty, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Dedication to my mom, Karen Welter. You adored him long before I understood it. Thank you for this inheritance. Foreword by Lauren Chandler. The contents of my purse were scattered across the sanctuary floor, right where the people of our church receive prayer after the word is preached and sung on a Sunday morning. I don't know why I did it, aside from the still small voice saying, "Pour out your purse here." I was alone. It was a Tuesday morning. An hour before this, I had been so angry. Angry as I yanked clothes on my toddler. Angry as I prodded my other two children into the minivan, running late to school again. Angry as I recounted an argument my husband and I had the night before. Angry at the person who cost me 30 precious seconds as they looked at their phone when the light turned green. More than all that, I was angry that I felt forgotten and unseen by God. Why does everything have to be so hard for me, and why am I so angry all the time? A friend called to catch up. The tremor in my voice told on me. She prodded and I unloaded, but the weight refused to lift. She suggested I read the beginning of 1 Samuel and ask the Lord what he might have for me there. Pointing my minivan toward the church, my mind set on finding relief before him. I know he isn't bound to a location. He can be found at the kitchen sink or in the car while I run errands, but my heart longed for a quiet place, and I happen to have time for it. The pages of my Bible practically fell open to Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel and her response to Eli, the high priest, when he accused her of being drunk at the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord." 1 Samuel 1:15 ESV. As I read those words, a dam broke. I let it all out, the disappointment and the anger and the shame I felt as a result of those. My purse was a picture of the pouring out. I needed help seeing what it could look like to pour out my heart to the Lord, all the mess and all the gold. And I needed to see that the Lord would not reject me in that place. Instead, he would receive me so that I could do what my heart longed for, adore him. I didn't know that's what I was doing until I read Sarah's words in this book. Through a door, I have discovered a friend from afar who graciously invites me into her grit to behold and adore the God of the middle minutes. Her vulnerability helps me feel less alone in the struggle, and the grace she has found in communion with an unwavering God gives me a hope for a life of adoration through the momentous and the mundane. Come, friend, let us adore him. Lauren Chandler. Chapter 1, My Grit Meets His Beauty, Finding God Where We Least Expect Him. For Christ plays in 10,000 places. Gerard Manley Hopkins, As Kingfishers Catch Fire. Life is a total of minutes spent, attaching a Band-Aid to a child's wound, turning off the outdoor lights before bed, lugging the overloaded grocery bag to the kitchen counter, sending a text message, sifting through a stack of mail that's full of advertisements, powering off the computer, applying mascara. At 15, when I gave my whole life to Jesus, I didn't consider that living the radical life for God would one day call forth minute-by-minute faithfulness of me. I gathered my 15 years like a stack of files and foisted them on the one who'd been watchful in exchange for a notepad we would fill with our adventures together. At 15, surrendering my whole life and my whole heart meant the big picture, not the minutiae. After all, I could remember only 4 or maybe 5 of those 15 years. I imagine that Christianity was lived in broad strokes as a highlight reel. Minutes were what happened in between. The house was quiet, exhaling after the tussles of the day. I settled into my chair and heard the ominous creak of an upstairs bedroom door, the one that needed a shot of WD-40 that we never found the time to apply. Her feet were light and slippered on the stairs. I knew who it was before I saw her. She said, "Mommy, every time I have a really happy day, I get really afraid afterward." She was 10 and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?